Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live today from the Study and Go Abroad Graduate Fair in the UBC Nest. The fair runs until 3 p.m. in the Great Hall, so if you're on campus, make your way down to learn about the graduate programs available abroad. We're also interviewing representatives on air until 1 p.m., so if you can't make it out, stay tuned for that. And I'm currently with
Aliyah
from which organization?
IE University in Madrid.
Awesome. So could you just please tell us a little bit more about what program you represent and what your role is with the organization?
For sure. So I am the director for IE University. We are located in Madrid, but we have an office here in Canada. And we have a broad set of programs. So we've got business programs such as a master's in management. We do MBAs. They're all top ranked. And we have finance programs, communications, talent development and human resources, business analytics and big data, cybersecurity, and the list goes on and on.
Wow.
And on. I could probably go on for days. But the idea is that we really take a practical approach to education so that students are learning the actual skills needed to get jobs when they graduate.
Right, right. So when you're looking for students, what kind of things make a student stand out? Like, what kind of student should apply, I guess?
Somebody that is interested in the world, that wants international exposure. We have over 100 nationalities on campus. So we want to attract students that are open-minded, tolerant, that are going to really thrive in that kind of environment. We look for really, really well-rounded students, meaning they're not just about academics. They like to do things outside of school or work. They have a lot of activities. Maybe they're involved in the arts, or they play sports, or they volunteer. We look at all of that.
Right. Like, people who really want to see the world, know everything.
Yeah, like, exactly.
A little bit of everything.
Exactly. We have a vibrant student life on campus because everyone is from somewhere else.
Right.
So we want to make sure that students are not only benefiting from the education, but they're also going to be able to contribute to student life and get a lot out of it as well.
Probably lots of connections made, lots of fun having.
It's like amazing for networking and being in a place like Madrid. It's so much fun, and it's a travel hub, so you can take those really cheap, low cost flights to anywhere for a weekend.
That's super
appealing. Head to the beach, go skiing. It's really an amazing experience.
Right. That sounds like you're selling it to me.
Come talk to me after.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you've kind of already touched on this, but is there some thing or something specific that your program is especially renowned for?
Yeah, I think the practical nature of our program. So we use a case methodology. So no matter what type of program you're doing, you're using case studies in the classroom. It's not really so much midterms and exams. It's all about projects, reports, presentations, group work. It's almost like being at work. Where you have deliverables every so often. So I think that's what makes our programs really, really unique. And also the length of the program. So our programs are only 10 months long. So you're in and you're out.
Right, yeah, intense, but like...
Yeah, exactly.
A lot goes on. And you're in Madrid.
Yes.
Which is very, very exciting.
It's definitely, it's a cultural hub. There's lots of arts and culture. The architecture in the city is beautiful. You've got the Retiro Park, which is kind of like the Central Park in Madrid. It's got an amazing nightlife. There's just so much going on. The city never sleeps. You could be out till 7 in the morning if you want to. Not that I'm endorsing
then,
that as an educational.
And then roll into a presentation.
Exactly.
Not encouraged, but might happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. You gotta carpe diem a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. You might sleep a little less, but you'll definitely have a lot of fun there.
Right, yeah. More time, more fun. So being in Madrid, what sort of like cultural I guess, adaptations might one find necessary? Like, do people tend to learn a little bit of the languages?
Or? Yeah, so Spanish is not required. All our programs are taught in English. However, students do have the opportunity to learn Spanish throughout the year. There's no additional charge for that. So, you know, I always recommend that because living in Spain, it is helpful. That being said, Madrid is such an open and warm and welcoming city. Right. It feels like home right away.
Right. Have you learned how to speak Spanish?
Sí, hablo español. I learned a little bit before I went to Madrid, and I kept it up when I was there. Really on campus, you don't need to speak Spanish at all. Right. It's completely in English, but it was helpful.
For travel, I imagine, yes.
And even just being in and around the city, it also helps.
Yeah, of course. So what are your personal favorite things about Madrid?
Oh,
again, honestly, could go on and on for days.
There's amazing restaurants and at every price point, which is amazing. It's got an incredible nightlife, and it's just a beautiful city. The architecture is stunning. It's like, you know, walking through a living and breathing museum.
Yeah, very different from Canada.
Yes, there's a lot
new.
Exactly. It's just steeped in history, and there's so many different cultures there, and there's so much to explore. It's a really dynamic city.
And all around Spain, too, and all adjacent countries.
Exactly. Everything is nearby. You know, there's flight. Europe, everything is so close. So,
it's true.
You know, you could take an hour flight somewhere and you're in another country, or, you know, a short flight and be somewhere else in Spain.
I have friends who live in Europe, and they're like, oh, yeah, I just, you know, went to Portugal for the weekend. Like, it's no big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, here it's mind-blowing. Like, it's not just Madrid you're going to, you're going so many more places probably.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of advantages, you've sort of spoken to this a little bit with the integration of all the different students and all the different locations, but what is the sort of environment that your school tends to cultivate? Like, what are some really valuable things about that?
I think we really cultivate a sense of collaboration and teamwork just, you know, through our curriculum and the fact that everyone is from somewhere else. Your classmates become your family. You know, you work together, you have fun together, you travel together. There is a bit of a competitive spirit, but it's a very healthy competitive spirit, because everyone just wants to help each other and support each other to get to those end goals. And I think that's definitely one key thing. And the other key thing is just, you know, the diversity factor. We have students from over 100 nationalities on campus, and just learning about the other cultures and how they think, it creates individuals who are very worldly, and they can adapt to any situation.
And probably have lots of lifelong friends all over the world.
Definitely. I studied at the school, actually, and that's it for sure. Anywhere I go, I have somewhere to stay. I have friends who can show me around. It's such an amazing thing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Makes the whole world probably feel more friendly.
Definitely does. It brings the world together, and it's so much smaller than I ever thought it could be.
That's amazing. This sounds like a really, really great program. If people wanted to find out more, where would they go to?
So they can check out our website, www.ie.edu. And there's lots of information there about all our different programs. Or you could come by the fair and come visit us.
And that's in the UBC Nest. Any final thoughts or closing words? In Spanish or English?
I'll stick with English for now. I would just say, you know, if you're thinking about doing a master's degree, really think about studying abroad. It's such a different experience from the North American way of university, and I think it can add a lot of value and be really enriching. So that's all. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much. That was
Aaliyah
from
IE University in Spain.
We're going to go into a song right now, but we'll be back with more interviews soon here on CITR 101.9 FM.